Welcome to The Ship Show. Captaining us today, well, we actually have no idea, but that's why we call it a ship show. Enjoy.
I don't know that that's true.
You know what, Amanda? You've just been hanging out with Bill Belichick all weekend.
Oh, dear.
So take that.
Hey, that was a big notch in the interviewing belt for her. Really proud of her.
All right. Welcome to The Ship Show, part of the Callaway Podcast Network. I don't have a format, so I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
We want you to rate. We want you to subscribe. We want you to review. Maverick McNeely is our guest. Do you subscribe to The Ship Show?
No.
Not currently.
Not
but maybe
right
by
now.
The end of the show, we can convince you.
I have to.
All right. We want you to email us, shipshowcallawaygolf.com, shipshowcallawaygolf.com, or call us.
Yeah.
760-804-GOLF.
4653.
Toll free?
Yeah, it is toll free.
Fantastic.
Not really. You know what's crazy is we asked for the phone number 804-GOLF and we got it. Like, no one else in the Callaway building had GOLF as their phone number.
But not even just Callaway. Like, the whole area had that phone number available.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's awesome.
Your phone number doesn't spell golf, does it?
No, no, unfortunately.
Would you want the one that spelled golf?
No, golf's a four-letter word for a reason.
It is. That's why it's the phone number for our podcast. All right, welcome on The Ship Show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd say it's good to talk to you for the first time. This is like the third time we're talking today.
And there will be more.
Yeah, there will be more. Lex is over there wearing a Jonas Brothers t-shirt.
So this is the reason that we don't have a format, because that's where I was last night, and I got home at like 2 a.m. and I didn't make a format.
All right, what was the highlight of the set?
Of their set? Well,
yes. Not this set.
Well, but there's like, you know, openers, BB Rexa, and some dude that I can't remember his name. I didn't
BB
watch
Rexa must have been
BB
awesome.
Rexa was really great. She was really cool. Fun fact, she wrote Monster for Eminem and Rihanna.
Huh.
Anyways, song that changed her life, you know. My highlight, so I saw the Jonas Brothers 10 years ago, started my decade and ended my decade with the Jonas Brothers.
Wow.
I know. It's quite a highlight for me. I love the song Fly With Me, which was like probably their last big hit when they were like still on Disney Channel. But all their new stuff is really good too. They also covered Joe Jonas's like Cake by the Ocean and Nick Jonas's Jealous, which was really great. And Kevin played a song that he wrote for his wife, which was awesome.
Wow.
It was just wonderful.
I'm bummed
there's
we weren't
so much
invited
joy.
To this, Maverick.
Let me just tell you, there's so much joy at a Jonas Brothers concert. There's all these like little girls like running around and dancing, and there's like coordinated cell phone light waving.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so in the last month, you've been to Post Malone and the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Can you get further on this? Who's next? Are you going to see like Pavarotti next? Or
who's that? Should I know who that is?
Really?
No. What's next for me is
a tenor. He's like one of the great tenors of all time.
I also saw Maren Morris, so I like really hit all the spectrum. She's awesome, right, Maverick?
Yeah.
Country. All right,
so Maverick, you're into country music.
Yeah.
So who's besides The Ship Show, who's on your playlist?
Jason Aldean, Brantley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, everybody.
Do you listen to music when you practice?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't picture that with you. You're probably when you practice, you're probably pretty serious about it, right? Like it's focused. It's a determined amount of time and effort and
result. I always chunk it if I listen to music.
Really?
I chunk it. So
every single time?
For the most part. Way more than I like.
That's kind of surprising to me though, because for some people, like if you find the right song with a good BPM, you can coordinate your swing rhythm to it. No?
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe not.
I mean, there's
you.
Always one annoying person that has the metronome on in their pocket on the putting green where everybody else can hear, and I don't want to butt to your metronome.
Why wouldn't they just put headphones in?
What would you think?
I don't know.
Can we name that person?
No.
I don't know if they make
one. All right, hold on. Let's play a word. Does his last name rhyme with tweed?
No.
Okay. Because that would just make sense. That would just top
that
it off.
That would really make sense. Man.
Yeah, that was too easy.
No, this player was on the Corn Ferry Tour, and I don't think this player's on the Corn Ferry Tour anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
So.
All right. There's only like 4,000 I could try to guess, but I'll give up there. So we already talked. You didn't watch the President's Cup. President's Cup, big thing in golf this week. We want to give a shout out. We had three players.
Yeah.
Representing Callaway at the President's Cup.
Mm-hmm.
As full-time staffers, I saw lots of Stroke Lab putters.
Let's.
Answer was, he wasn't really using it very much because he was hitting the ball so damn close.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to putt. But how about Xander Schauffele? I mean, he was.
Great.
I actually watched more than I thought. I kind of broke my rule. My rule with golf is I think golf needs a much bigger offseason. Now, you probably don't as a player, because playing opportunities are good for players. Mm-hmm. But for me as a fan, when I, and I'm much older than both of you, they used to kind of finish at Disney in October. And then they'd have the silly season where they would play, you know, the Skins game, the three-tour challenge, you know, father-son. But that was the offseason. Then they'd come back in Hawaii, and I'll never forget, you know, when Tiger and Ernie had that battle at Kapalua, and it was, like, amazing. But you were excited for golf then. Now it's like when golf ends now in December and starts again in, like, 10 days, you don't have enough time to kind of get ramped up and excited as a fan.
I played 30 out of 46 weeks. I'm pretty tired. I took 2.5 weeks off, and I felt like a hack. I was down at ECPC earlier today testing out the new gear.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say the name. No, but
that's okay.
I was testing out the new guy. I probably will say the name at some point.
That's fine. We'll just bleep it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was testing all that, and I just felt like a hack. I hadn't touched a club in about 2 weeks. I felt like I was cramming for an exam trying to hit some balls the last couple mm-hmm. days, but I was just tired.
Yeah, so my rule of golf is I don't watch from, it used to be from when the PGA Championship ended, kind of when football season started, then I start again in Hawaii. But the PGA, with it moving to May, kind of threw my whole schedule off. So I watched the British Open.
You got to watch the FedEx Cup.
Yeah, I did. So I watched, but that's kind of when I stopped.
Okay.
But my excuse is at Napa, I was up there with you guys. So mm-hmm. it was hard for me to watch, being that I was there. But when a caddy gets into a fight with a fan, I'm all in on a tournament. So I had to watch after that. The other thing is, I don't know if you saw, we put out a teaser this week for a new driver. Mm-hmm. Also, Xander was using a prototype of a new driver. We're not going to say its name, though I think I've already said it a couple times. Yeah.
Did you spell it right?
No, I definitely didn't spell it right.
Okay.
But what was interesting was the teaser aired, and I immediately got a text. This validates, and I give the shout out to Ethan and Ian, who kind of put the teaser together along with our friends at Taco. I got a text from our buddy Chris Harrison, who goes, "What is it?" And I said, "It's that's exactly what this is, Chris. This is a teaser to something that's coming. I can't tell you what it is, but if you go to the email
page." He should know. All the Bachelor promos are out these days.
Seriously, you'd think that guy would know what a teaser
is. Yeah.
But
he should be all about that.
People still watch The Bachelor?
Oh.
Lex is a little infatuated by it.
Just a little bit, but that's okay. I will not take up your time.
I'm kind of like you. I don't watch a lot of shows, even though I've been watching a little more lately because I've been flying back and forth across the country. So I've been watching some of the Apple Plus shows, and the Mandalorian is like phenomenal on Disney Plus. That's pretty good. But I watch live sports. That's kind of what mm-hmm. I watch. So you're a huge hockey fan.
Yep.
We did, let's see, you've been in a bunch of content pieces with us. You know, The Jump.
Yeah.
I know they talked about your love of hockey and stuff. But you still go to games, right, when you can, when you're home?
Yeah. I live in Vegas now, 5 minutes from TPC Summerlin. Go to a bunch of Vegas Golden Knights games. Just got my first Vegas Golden Knights jersey. But
nice.
Who'd you go with on it?
It's just Mav number 13. That's the way I go.
Mav number 13.
Cool. Yeah.
Can we get a Mav number 13 hockey jersey to put in here?
That'd be great.
Because we need one more jersey. We were just talking about
it. That's perfect.
It'll be a Sharks jersey. Shark,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have zero allegiance when it comes to hockey.
Yeah, me too.
I can never root for the Knights to beat the Sharks until the Sharks win a Stanley Cup. I would not feel right if the Knights won a cup before the Sharks.
See, I face the same thing, but it's not as much of a problem because I grew up a Yankees fan.
Okay.
And now that I live here, I have season tickets to the Padres and I support the Padres. And someone said to me, I think my son Landon said, he's like, "Well, what would you do, Dad, if the Padres and the Yankees played the World Series?" And I just like laughed at him. Like, really? Have you seen the Padres? They're going to make a World Series?
It's gonna be a while.
Not going to happen. But I do, you know, to the point of it is, once you have that first team, you can add a team when you move to a city and mm-hmm. go support them, but they can't overtake the first team, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Nevada tax rate a lot better than the California.
No, I'm not
tax
saying
rate.
You should be living there. Yeah, trust me.
I've got a lot of reasons I like Nevada. It's a pretty
great
place.
Oh, I'm with you. But like, the Sharks are your team.
Yeah.
You can't abandon them.
I played seven years for the San Jose Junior Sharks.
Yeah.
So.
But you can change a team. I changed teams. I was a Wildcat my entire life.
Yeah, but
until
when
I got
you
a
go
degree
to college,
from Arizona
that's different.
State.
Yeah, when you go to college, that's different.
Okay.
Like, because who were the colleges that you rooted for growing up?
Stanford.
Okay. And then you went crazy and you went to?
Stanford.
Okay, so that didn't really change for you.
And I still root for Stanford.
Got it. Well.
My youngest brother is at Baylor now, so I can root for them.
Is he?
Yeah, youngest brother, Scott.
How's he like it there?
He likes it a lot. He's studying computer science, working hard, started his freshman year. Best finish this fall was, I think, 15th or 16th.
Nice.
Playing nicely, yeah.
That Ooh. That football stadium is one of the underrated ones in the country. That place is loud.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
And their basketball team for a while was pretty good too. And the arena, mm-hmm. it's kind of a fun spot.
Never been.
Never been to Waco?
No, I want to go for Chip and Joanna. Hello.
Yeah, you should get over there.
I know. But okay, let's get back to hockey really quick.
Lex is really tired, so she's going to be like stumbling on her words a little bit.
So the last hockey game I went to actually was in LA at a Kings game. But other than that, the only other hockey game I've been to is a Coyotes game when I was like 5. So I feel like I'm really missing out. Do you have any recommendations for me? Should I just go up to San Jose?
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to see a game, you got to see it in Vegas.
Okay.
The arena, think nightclub crossed with a Vegas show and a hockey game breaks out. That's a Vegas Golden Knights game.
Yeah, I haven't been to that arena yet. I've stayed next to it multiple times. It's trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So because
Blue Man Group came out and performed at one of the intermissions.
They really?
Yeah. They had Imagine Dragons during the playoffs last year. It was
wow.
It's wild.
That's cool. Do you ever go to Topgolf when you're kind of down that way?
Been twice. My rule with Topgolf is I got to play lefty.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's fun. I love a challenge.
Yeah. You could probably win a lot of money doing that.
Top golf and mini golf. I only do lefty.
Are you a fan of mini golf?
Yeah, I love mini golf.
You should go on the Holy Moly show.
I'm terrible right-handed.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually might be better left-handed at mini golf than I am right-handed.
But do you think it's because when you look at a putt from the right side, your brain immediately goes into PGA Tour player mode and you're thinking of break, speed, slope, and mini golf's not about that?
I just get really annoyed that this mini golf putter doesn't have enough loft on it.
You don't bring your own putter?
No, absolutely. I'm not that guy. Please don't tell me you're that guy.
No. So Harper's plays on the high school girls team here at Torrey Pines. Mm-hmm. And so they had, for their banquet, the coach said, hey, we're going to play mini golf down at Pelly's, which is right down in Del Mar, right on the border of Del Mar Solana, kind of near where you're staying. And all the girls played in like two groups, and then all the parents who came played. So there's only like 5 or 6 of us, and one of the dads brought his own putter.
Oh, no.
And I was like literally looking at him. I'm like, you're that? And he was the one. He had the scorecard out. And
no.
It was awful.
What a disaster.
If you don't hit the clown 4 times, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Once with your putter.
Exactly. So I got to go on my slight little rant. So I spent my weekend in Florida. I've already told this to Maverick, but you haven't heard this.
My son
had a soccer tournament. So middle school soccer, and they get to the semis. So, in pool play, the coach on the other team got a yellow card.
Okay.
Like, that's embarrassing.
And yellow they get to, is not fully tossed out. Red is tossed out.
No, red is gone, my soccer ejected. Knowledge is yellow not great. Is like warning, but like if you're getting a yellow card as a coach in youth soccer, you should be like fired.
Yeah.
But he's a volunteer. He should have been voluntold to leave. So anyway, you know, and then the game ended. Instead of shaking hands, he's like waving his fans on to like cheer for him. It was like disgusting.
No.
So then fast forward to the semifinal, and Landon's team's up 2, and then they end up going down 3-2. It was a really competitive game. Yeah. It was super physical.
Yeah.
And that's something like when they're in 8th grade, they're beating the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not good enough with their body control to like maybe know what their bodies are going to do.
It's like blundering.
So there's a group of people, parents of the other team who are sitting there who are yelling at their own kids to like slow mm-hmm. down when the ball goes out of bounds. That's fine. So a ball comes out of bounds, and one of the dads on their team goes and gets the ball and immediately leans down and starts to tie his shoe before giving it to like their team to throw in, and like they're all laughing about it. So I finally just lost my mind and I said something to him. I'm like, are you really doing this? You're like playing delay of game in like a youth, like middle school soccer game semifinal. I'm like, you're that dad?
That is so insane.
I know.
What is the point?
I don't get it. I mean, like, so I did inform them in a kind, candor way that they may win the game, but they'll lose in sportsmanship.
There you go.
And I was pretty upset about it. What's the worst thing you've seen like in youth sports that you remember? Besides that.
You hear some pretty crazy stuff yelled down from the stands, but in hockey, it's so loud you can't really hear anything. That's the nice.
That's
bit.
True. Because see, like in the soccer field, when you're when there's no stands and you're like literally a foot off the field. And my thing that drives me nuts is as these parents are acting like complete jackasses.
Oh.
Is like I have my 11-year-old daughter there. She just need to hear this, and it just
is that going to be bleeped out too?
No, no. We're allowed to say on the ship show.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
So I can't say. Nope. I can say jackass.
Correct.
There you
okay,
go.
Got it.
We've bleeped out the appropriate thing, unless Trevor forgot.
Yeah.
Hopefully Trevor didn't go to the Jonas Brothers last night and he's not asleep at the wheel.
I have horror stories from parents from youth sports because I was in dance for 12 years.
Yeah.
Those moms are nuts. Like that TV, I've never watched a TV show, but from what I've heard, it's no joke. Yeah, I did live it. I had a 4-inch left part on my head for 12 years with rhinestones 1 inch apart. And yeah, it's something else.
We've never seen that picture.
I have plenty. Oh. I'm not shy.
Next time Maverick's here on the ship show, we'll make sure we have that. All right, let's talk a little about some of the 2020 product that you tested today. Not saying it by name.
Okay.
You tested a driver?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reviews, good, bad, indifferent, not quite there yet?
Very good. A lot of different versions of it. I found two that I liked. We were actually running low on parts. American Airlines didn't exactly do its job.
Oh my
We know we're, I'm going to come back again tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow morning and we're going to finish dialing them in. There's a certain head shape and loft that I really like. It's nice. These guys, they come up with four or five different versions, cut, draw, high flights, different face profiles, depths and everything so that we can get exactly what we need. But the one I liked the best actually was the one that is going to market. So
really?
Go figure. You guys are getting a good driver.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Well,
I'd like to hear about that.
Can you describe for like the average golfer probably goes from like driver head to driver head and they see the increase in like results, but you probably notice a lot more of like a difference in feel. Can you try to describe that for our listeners?
Yeah. I'm really, really sensitive to feels and looks. For me, I need a driver to sit slightly open. I need to be able to see lots of loft, especially on the toe. Otherwise, I feel like it's going to go left. And if I feel like it's going to go left, I end up hanging on and blocking it out to the right. I also need to have a lot of weight forward in the head. Otherwise, I feel the shaft lagging. So as little as 4 or 5 grams in the back of the driver, you know, on the Sub-Zero, there's two different weight ports.
Yeah.
If you move 5 grams from the back to the front, I can feel it. And when there's weight forward, I feel like it's faster through the hitting area. It feels like it gets in this little speed channel and it just goes and releases. Whereas if I feel there's a lot of weight back, it feels like it lags and the club is late getting to the ball. So it's either open and wipes right or hooks left.
Not good.
So little things like that, which just a couple grams here and there, but that's how precise we need to be. Sometimes if the club doesn't set right, I'll miss it, the center of the face. There was one head I tested today that I kept hitting off the heel.
Yeah.
So little things like that make a big difference, actually.
But
so
you're not millennial. On social media much.
I'm not. It's anti-social media. I know. I actually got off social media. My accounts are still up, and if I need to post something, I'll post it. But I haven't scrolled on social media since Greenbrier, which was 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's like a cleanse. It feels amazing.
Nice, huh?
I have a lot of theories on social media, but I think social media just makes you unhappy.
I'm right there with you.
Definitely can.
I'm right there with you.
I have been on it a lot over the last
Except
couple
the
of days.
Except the Instagram.
There you go.
It's real. That one Fantastic. Totally makes you. I
makes
think,
me so happy.
I would think Instagram makes you happier than some of the other things, though.
Instagram has like a major comparison issue. Like a lot of people will scroll and they'll see all these pretty pictures and then they'll think like my life sucks because all these people are like having an amazing time or playing an amazing golf course or like whatever, and they're sitting at their desk scrolling.
Have you heard of the Facetune app? Do you
I've
know what that
heard
is?
Of it, yes. Yeah, I never I downloaded it.
So Danielle showed me what it is. She never yeah, she has a
Danielle
no,
Kang Danielle LPGA Kang. Tour yeah. superstar. Major
no big
champion.
Deal. She's
major champion
amazing.
Six yeah. figure Instagram followers. She's a yeah. stud. But she showed me what Facetune is. She has a no Facetune policy on her Instagram, but you can change your face. You can add makeup, remove blemishes, make your eyes bigger.
It's
you can
crazy.
Change your nose shape. You can change your face.
I'm too old
I mean,
for this stuff.
It's incredible. You can't believe anything you see on Instagram.
No, people can
except
like,
for the Callaway Instagram account.
Yes.
Except for that. Totally authentic. You can even like shave parts of you off. It's
really?
Like, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. It's not a good place.
You can't believe anything you see other than the Just testing you guys.
Right. We're doing good. We're still, I'm impressed you're staying awake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't really know where I am right now.
All right. Well, then you know what? This is probably a good time to wrap this up before we get ourselves in trouble. So we have one more show left this year, right?
We do. We're going to have a wrap up on Thursday. It's going to be great.
A year. Are we going to review the entire year?
Maybe.
Because I was thinking we should go through every single, because one thing that Maverick does is he writes a page or up to a page about every round of every tournament you play.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should maybe do that for every ship show we do in 2020.
2020.
Just
okay.
Right, and then we could post that at CallawayGolf.com.
How do you feel your performance was today, Jeff?
Today, I'd say it was less, I was probably not as good today as I was on the ones last week with Henrik and Tim Mickelson.
Okay, what was different this week from
last
week?
I didn't have a format. So I have no idea what we're
doing.
So
what can you do every week?
No. Come on now, okay?
See, this is the kind
Give
of introspection we need to get to the
no,
next
but,
level.
But I'll tell you this. The one thing is, and I used to joke with Harry about this all the time, is we had Jim Furyk in here one day. And I swear to God, we did an employee meeting, not unlike what we did today. We did a podcast, not unlike what we did today. And we did like a Callaway live show.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, Harry interviewed Jim Furyk like 15 times.
Yeah.
By the 15th interview, it's like, Harry would start the question, Jim would already answer it.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like there's only so many, at least this one, we didn't ask too many of the same questions.
Oh.
No.
Which is good.
I was starting to feel special, but I don't feel that special anymore.
No, you should feel special. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that no one will figure it out now, but next year in 2020, they will know why you are the most special of all Callaway golfers.
Definitely.
That's
for 2020.
Talk about a teaser.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I mean, the teaser's on TV. There's only so much I can do.
It'd just be really nice if people knew how to spell my name.
I know. I don't get it.
Isn't it in the teaser?
Yeah.
So what?
Because we're just trying to be good marketers and trying to tease. Because not everyone saw the teaser. You're assuming everybody watched the President's Cup.
I'm assuming.
Well, I saw the ratings. Not everyone watched the President's Cup. Maverick didn't even watch it.
I'm assuming people are on Instagram. That's what I'm assuming.
Well, not Maverick and me.
Not you guys.
No.
Miles' cat is, though.
Yeah, my cat is.
If you've not heard about his cat, we'll talk about it offline. Yeah.
He's 18 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he's hanging in there.
He's almost as old as me.
I know. That's you know what's funny is my cat is older than Akshay Bhatia.
That's fantastic.
And I told that to Akshay.
That's
fantastic. And then I went home to the cat, and I'm like, you know what? I met this kid today who's younger than you and is a professional golfer, and all you do is eat grass and throw up.
No, he hides every day.
Yeah. That's kind of his
All right. Anyways, well, on that note. Nice.
Yeah. This got dark quickly. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us here on the Ship Show.
You got it.
Thanks, Lex, for wearing the Jonas Brothers shirt.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for giving me a reason to wear.
I'm speechless about
this. This is not my best matched outfit ever, but you know, I also got a Jonas Brothers shot glass, which was great.
What I would pay money is to see Cliff, our photographer, wear that, because Cliff today, Ethan pointed out that Cliff always wears like monotone colors.
And a Patagonia, no matter what temperature it is.
But the Callaway shirt that Cliff had on had an Odyssey swirl, and it was red, so Ethan kind of pointed out, I'm like, hey, aren't you uncomfortable? You're actually wearing a pop of color. 2 minutes later, Cliff went and put on the Patagonia sweatshirt. Anyway, we will. Thanks so much for giving us some time here.
Yeah, of course.
And hopefully, you'll come back and do this again.
Sounds good.
We'll have to subscribe now.
There you go.
Ship show.
And girls and golf.
Just ship show. Just go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or SoundCloud and just subscribe to the Ship Show.
Got it.
And then Lex has another podcast called Girls and Golf.
I do, which I actually prepare for.
Yeah, maybe we could get Danielle to call into the Girls and Golf podcast.
That would be awesome.
Don't hold me to it.
Yeah. Lex will just have to ask her.
I can make the ask.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will see you Thursday with the Year in Review Extravaganza. We'll laugh, you'll cry.
Maybe you'll find out more about the Jonas Brothers.
Hopefully. All right, see you next week on the Ship Show.